We can see a great resistance in our mind for peacefully chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, every day. The reason is explained in the scriptures that there are three thick coverings upon the consciousness of the living entity. The material desires, the enjoying mentality, and the ungodly atheistic activities. These three coverings are actually like a dust covering on a mirror, which does not allow the individual to perceive himself as the soul, and does not allow one to act according to the constitutional position of being servant of Krishna. The material desires, they become more dangerous when they are activated. Just like a brick, when you carry a brick in the beginning, it is not very heavy. But you hold the brick for a prolonged period of time, it becomes very heavy. Same way, material desires may not seem to be very dangerous in the beginning, but to continue to hold the material desires for a long time, one can be put into a very deadly situation. Material desire is any desire independent of Krishna consciousness. Any desire that is not meant for serving Krishna is called as a material desire. So, material desire is like a time bomb. An enjoying mentality is like an igniter. So, when you actually, material desire is like a seed which gradually, if not destroyed, it is going to gradually grow and sprout and produce the misery fruits eventually. But the enjoying mentality makes the situation go from bad to worse. In this way, the jiva becomes completely covered over in the material world, and his consciousness becomes so polluted and contaminated, and he just cannot come out of this state on his own. That's the material desires, the enjoying mentality, and the ungodly atheistic activities. So the ungodly activities are the sinful activities, and the word atheistic signifies rebellious attitude or resistance for rendering service to Krishna voluntarily, happily. So these coverings upon the soul cannot be cleansed by any ordinary agent. When we say Cheto Darpanam Arjanam, it means cleansing these three contaminations on the soul, contaminations on the consciousness. These contaminations are so deadly that it doesn't even allow us to perceive in reality who we are. They don't allow us. That is why we find we have come to Krishna consciousness. We are even chanting the holy name. But you can see that one will not find taste, one will not find enthusiasm in these activities, because these three contaminations don't let us perceive the actual reality, real position of the soul. But if you are getting some taste in Krishna consciousness, it should be totally attributed to causeless mercy. Because it's only by the causeless mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas and Krishna that we are ever finding some taste, because a conditioned soul covered with these three contaminations is never supposed to feel any taste at all. Because unless these three coverings are completely removed, you cannot cleanse the mirror of the heart, and you can't see yourself and see Krishna. So, understanding of this should make us take a firm shelter of the holy name, because the holy name is the most powerful detergent that can cleanse the mirror of our consciousness. Without cleansing, we are not going to make an inch progress, and the time bomb of material disease is still there. And our enjoying mentality is very well seen by ourselves. And we are going gradually over a period of time to more and more dangerous material conditions, where we will be going farther away from Krishna. So, keeping this in mind, when one takes fervent shelter of the holy name, even if one cannot chant blissfully like the devotees of Krishna chant in the spiritual world, at least one should chant with respect and great desperation to get out of this dangerous situation. Then there is some possibility of improving the chanting of the holy name, and gradually destroying this seeds of material disease. Harinam Prabhu ki.